last week, in fact. This is how, you know, how much attention John pays to me.
Oh.
Yeah, because last week we had a wonderful story about a kid playing hooky, loved to go fishing, and obviously that's not going to fly. So lo and behold, before you knew it, the kid was enrolled in the Guelph Outdoor School. And I thought, wow, what a great idea, an outdoor school.
Yeah.
Because I could have used one at that age. Because I spent all my time in the outdoors.
Yes.
And there were no schools at the time. So I said, why don't we get somebody on from said school? And lo and behold, this week, that's what we're going to do. Joining us now is Chris Green from the Guelph Outdoor School. And this was a school that took in Jamie, who is the 11-year-old, Jamie Taylor, who happened to be skipping school at that time. And his mom said that she was going to have to do something a little more drastic, and that is get him involved in an outdoor curriculum. And lo and behold, Guelph Outdoor School came to the rescue. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Well, Jamie's the one who's out in the woods.
Sorry, Jamie.
like Chris. You say, this is Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Fascinating. How long has this school been available?
We're working on year 8 right now. So 7 full years we've been offering programs for kids.
Wow. That is absolutely, it's incredible that you've been flying under the weather. If I had known, I would have been talking about you for years.
Yeah, good. I guess I'm not doing my job well enough. I want everyone to know.
So tell us about Jamie's story then, would you?
Sure. Yeah, it was a funny thing. We've got someone in charge of social media and all that, and his story was posted on Guelph Today, which is our online newspaper around here. And our storyteller, Danielle, she just picked up on that and posted on Facebook and said, this is our target demographic. I didn't even catch that post for another 10 days or so. And when I saw it, I thought, that's hilarious. I'm so glad she put that on. And then 2 days later, I got a call from our office manager saying, hey, we've got this kid, school is not working, can we offer him a full scholarship? And as per, when we find out that there's no option, when the school doesn't have the resources, nor does the family, we scholarship them, because we've got the staff and the space and the program running, so might as well put some kids in there. And then a couple hours later, we realized it was JT who was in the newspaper, and I couldn't help but want to follow up with Guelph Today and say, hey, look what happened. And,
that is.
They followed up, and now you're following up.
That is fantastic, man. Good for you. So tell us about the school. You said it's 8 years in running. What was the purpose of the school originally 8 years ago?
Yeah, I keep trying to retell that story and get clear on it myself. I was a teacher 10 years ago for the Upper Grand District School Board right here in Guelph. And I did it for a year, and it became so abundantly obvious that there were a number of young people in that school, and probably representative of a lot of other schools, that were just spinning their tires. I mean, they were putting in the time, but it was going nowhere. They weren't actually spending their time in a way that, you know, fed them or serve their purpose or biology, you know, like, yeah. There were a few kids who were just all electricity and muscle, and they just wanted to run like the wind, and having them sit down and do paperwork every day was just not ergonomic, as I say.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know what to do. And then I came, a year later, I came across an amazing framework called the Coyote's Guide to Connecting with Nature. And it is, it's just a whole other framework that made me realize that we could do this. And the framework is get kids outside and,
oh, that's
and
good.
Run.
That's, you know, another Netflix.
Yep.
Oh, am I losing you?
No, we got you. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, the framework was you don't have to be a naturalist. You don't have to know all the Latin names of the birds. You just need to provide the space, hear their stories, share in their curiosity, and give them the room to learn and develop as their bodies and minds, you know, need to. And so off we went.
And how did you get, have you been embraced by the traditional school educators? I mean, is this, so how's that working out?
Good question. I had all sorts of stories run in my head about how teachers would be not pleased about offering this alternative, which might, you know, cast light on the limitations of the public and classroom format. But it's been like 99% nothing but positive. The thing is that teachers get it. Teachers get, more than anyone, the limitations of the classroom. And so when a parent comes along and says, I would like to put my kid in Guelph Outdoor School one day a week, they say, go for it, usually.
Okay. And can a child get an actual, and I don't mean to sound negative here, but
I get it.
But can a child get an actual education out of this? Can they attend a full year and get some form of education?
Yeah, good question. So that's exactly what parents ask every time. And like I say, when I was a teacher, I was seeing that kids were, I said, spinning their tires. You know, they weren't getting any traction. When a young person does outdoor school, and I should say it's one day a week, not 5 days a week.
Okay.
So a child comes out to Guelph Outdoor School or a program like it, and I argue that when they are doing Nature Connection mentorship, when they are being supported in connecting to themselves, connecting to other people, connecting to the natural world, they are more able to function and perform in whatever other circumstances they're in. If it's school, that's great. If it's piano lessons, that's great. It ups their ability to engage in all other things throughout their week.
But how are they catching up on that day or days over the course of months? How are they catching up on the actual work, you know?
Well, so with kindergartens and grade ones, to my eyes, there's not a whole lot of catching up to be done.
Right.
Some people could argue otherwise. But I'll say again, if they're in grade 4 or grade 8, there might be something to catch up on. But again, if they're not getting that time to connect with themselves and others and the world around them in a way that works for them, they're not getting anywhere anyway. So it's sort of like... It's sort of like the difference between, how do I say, it's an important foundation. If you don't have that foundation of peace and calm and discovery and wonder, then all that other stuff that you're meant to be catching up on is kind of empty calories. You're not getting anywhere anyway. So it's sort of like if you're going to build a house, you know, you don't want to just dive straight into the work. There's a foundational piece. You need to do the schematics and plan and vision about what you want to create. If you just jump right in, it might be a bit of a mess.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. You know.
I agree with you in the sense that, you know, there's some kids that they're not going to learn anything anyways if they're that out of focus.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
So the only thing that, you know, you can really say about the program is that if it does nothing else other than get them focused for those other few days that they are spending in school, then you'd be ahead of the game for sure. Talk to me about a typical day. What would a kid do during the course of a day with you?
Sure. We start and end our programs at a fire in a circle, and every kid and instructor has a chance to speak and be heard, say, you know, your name, where you come from, you know, what your parents' names are, your ancestral lineage, what galaxy you're from, just a chance to, you know, say your origins and, you know, that you're a unique and a unique person in all of this. And one thing you're grateful for and one thing that you noticed on the way in. So we generate a level of gratitude and a level of awareness right off the bat. And then we get into warm-up game, which is, we call them sensory games. It gets kids, again, aware of their surroundings, aware of their bodies, working their systems of equilibrium, vision, hearing. So they're a lot of fun games, but they're designed to, you know, work every sensory system and kind of get it. I think of kids as switchboards, and the idea is to get each light green by 11 a.m. From there, we go into the work of the day, some kind of focus task. It might be anything from fire making and fire tending to tracking rabbits to making rope from the fabric, from the plants and fibers that we find on the landscape, to making shelters, to geeking out on the cardinal directions and finding our way around and knowing the landscape.
Wow.
The idea there is, like, it's great if you can track a rabbit. That's great, sweet survival skill. But what we're really working on when you track a rabbit for a young person is pattern recognition, making inferences, telling stories, asking questions, collaborating with other people, and all that kind of stuff. So we're working the muscles of working all those capacities that are directly transferable to, you know, whatever it is you're doing at school or piano lessons or at home.
And it sounds like it's a great confidence builder. As you're telling me, you're telling me about the curriculum and how it works. I'm thinking, wow, what a great opportunity for a child who maybe is not as confident as they should be to get out and start at the grassroots of this whole outdoor element and build confidence in their ability to be able to learn out there. I mean, I think it's fantastic. I think it's absolutely. Now, what sort of qualifications? I mean, you said you were a teacher. You're a former teacher.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and are there other teachers involved in this?
Yes, we do have other teachers, and I'm appreciative of that skill set. The great thing about Guelph Outdoor School and other programs like it is that we're acknowledging that we need a lot of different types of adults to support young people in their growth and development. So Guelph Outdoor School hires teachers and educators, early childhood educators, but also naturalists, musicians, artists, social workers, and personal support workers, and things of that nature. To create, like, the idea is that young people learn through role modeling and watching adults. And so no one adult can be everything for a child. So we intentionally hire a variety of skills and capacities to put in front of kids.
How can folks get a hold of you if they're interested in joining the group or maybe getting a child enrolled? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's a simple website. It's the GuelphOutdoorSchool.com. You can call me anytime at 519-400-9507. And if you've got a kid to put in, that's great. We have spots, and we also are running a campaign based on the book by Richard Louv, who made this stuff popular. He wrote a book called Last Child in the Woods.
Yes.
Kind of a sad title. We have a fundraising campaign called The Next Child in the Woods, where we're supporting kids like JT to get out when they wouldn't normally be out there. Guelph Outdoor School offers $50,000 every year in financial aid to families, and we are now at $7,000 in our campaign. So that's another way to get kids out.
Well, hats off to you, Chris. Great job, my friend. Keep up the good work. We'll keep an eye on you as time goes by, and let us know what's new and exciting.
Will do. Thanks so much for calling.
Chris Green with the Guelph Outdoor School. That's GuelphOutdoorSchool.com. Sounds fascinating.
I could go up at outdoorschool.com.
There you go. Thank you. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.